So that's it, really. Unless Mary Hoppaday wants to say a few words.
Respond. I'm Mary Hockaday. I run the newsroom for the BBC, and I'm really delighted to be here. I think this, and I think the work that the BBC is doing with Extra Women Days, I think all the debate within Broadcast magazine and within lots of other organisations and newspapers is really important, and I think collectively actually it is changing the culture, and I think it's changing the terms of the discussion within media organisations. You know, we've heard from Sky. I mean, similarly, we're doing the same thing with our press reviews, for instance, on the News Channel, and there is much, much more real focus all the time now on making sure that we get a broader range of contributors. And, you know, in the end, for the blindingly obvious reason that we should be giving voice to half the population. The specific thing about the pledge is simply that the BBC gets asked to sign all sorts of pledges and all sorts of campaigns, and as a organisation funded by the licence fee on behalf of, you know, the whole country, by and large the BBC's approach to everything is not to endorse officially or sign or back particular campaigns, because we get requests to do that for so many. But we have said already, and I can say it again, that we support the thrust of the campaign, if you like. We simply are not going to sign the pledge. But actually a lot of work is going on within the organisation that is probably along the same lines as that going on within other good organisations that have signed the pledge. So I just would urge you not to get hung up on not having signed the pledge. We support the aid. Just briefly, a word, that's I think it's great to hear the recognition for the Today programme. And I think that's right, actually. I think if you listen to the Today programme now compared to 2-3 years ago, you know, it genuinely has changed. It's work in progress. There's always more to do. But it is. And again, that's because of the work done by the editor and the team and the focus on it. But really, in the round, it's just to say I want to, I'm delighted to be here, and I think it's great work. And I do think collectively, I think all the things that people have described, the work going on within organisations, the work going on in academia, the work going on in individual women, actually, to think, you know, I can speak, I can do this, I want to be part, I want to have a voice, is really, really important.
Thank you.